play in a men's league, you know, is certainly something that is of great value.
Stand out of the World Junior?
Well, he got hurt in the World Junior, but, you know, again, talking to our scouts and seeing the video and watching, you know, all the different things about him, he's, again, high hockey IQ. Yeah, certainly, you know, again, you do your due diligence there, and he's checked all the boxes in those regards. Again, you know, we just want him to be him. We want him to play his game, and, you know, he's someone that, you know, from a development standpoint, obviously, because he's played with men, he should be on a good development curve. You know, again, it's a little premature at that point to see anything. Obviously, there's, you know, double IHF agreement, you know, stipulations, but, you know, we'll dive into that as we move forward.
Who does the bulk of your scouting?
Well, we, you know, from an amateur standpoint, we've got an amateur staff over there, but we have a lot of crossovers. So you're going to all the tournaments, you're going to all the, you know, the different league games and everything, from a North American and European scouting standpoint. So there's really no one scout that, you know, again, our European contingent has been the same. It has been for quite a while.
How many guys do you have over there?
We've got three full-time European guys over there. I haven't really paid attention to too many mock drafts, so I couldn't really give you a good estimation there.
No, get in there, get a little physical.
Do you like the idea of somebody, I mean, oftentimes you assume with a smaller guy that he might take some time to play with a man already. Do you like the idea of having that ELC change?
Well, you know, like if you really, you know, take a good look at him, he's probably right around 6 foot, you know, if maybe just a shade under, if not 6 foot. But he's not a small guy. Like, he's got a, you know, like a good stocky frame to him. And again, he has played with men, so there's that. But, you know, we'll get into the contract side of things, and, you know, that in the future, you know, it should be fine.
What do you expect in terms of development? He can't come and win a job or anything, man, but what do you look for in terms of these guys?
Well, whenever, you know, you get a chance to get guys coming into development camp straight from the draft, what you're looking for is an opportunity for your staff to get a hold of them now, and, you know, whether it's off-ice training or nutrition or, you know, just different things in that regard, that, you know, that it's really your first chance to get a hold of, you know, new players. It's a great opportunity for them to, you know, mix and mingle with some past players that you've drafted, and, you know, get a chance to see progression from those players, you know, from year over year as well.